Because of the Great Wall, they were able to be successful in being able to trade goods and to be able to bring these goods into China, and also to bring the Chinese goods out. Hi, this is Anita from the Dusty Roads Podcast. When most people think about China, the number one thing they think about is the Great Wall of China. And the Great Wall of China, Absolutely a magnificent structure to be able to see in person. What most people do not realize is how the Great Wall of China and the Silk Road worked together to help bring trade to China. The Silk Road is also a very important part of China's history. It was the road where the traders, such as Marco Polo and other traders, would use to be able to come into China. What many people do not realize, too, is because of the Silk Road that religions such as Buddhism came into China over the Silk Road routes. So the question that I'm answering today is, how did the Great Wall of China impact the Silk Road? And there's actually many ways that it impacted the Silk Road. That the Great Wall of China was set up to keep China safe, mostly from the invaders from the north. But also, it also served as a way to be able to help protect the traders who came along the Silk Road routes. The Silk Road and the Great Wall were essentially aspects of China's history, but they had different functions. You know, the Great Wall was to protect China and Chinese territories from invaders, you know, as I mentioned before, especially from the north. But the Silk Road was how the ancient traders would come into China, specifically from the Middle East, India, Europe, and other places. And that they would, you know, travel, they would bring things into China, and then they'd bring goods out of China too. It was the way the trade would happen between China and the rest of the world. You know, I don't think we can underestimate how harsh or difficult this travel was. And it was Marco Polo who talked about it, he says. He talked about going out there in the desert and the travelers, you know, that they would be there by that they'd be traveling there by night or by day, so that sometimes, you know, they would start to hear, as they'd be out there in this desert, they'd start to hear the spirits calling them by name. And that many times the travelers would just wander off, never to be seen again. You know, sometimes they would, they would start hearing musical instruments. They would start hearing things in their minds, and they would essentially would start going crazy after a while of being out there in this vast desert and sand that never, never ended. And they start, you can imagine hearing things in their mind or having imaginary feelings. And many times it caused them to die. You know, he said that's the way it was across the desert during this time. It was a very, very brutal, difficult, and also dangerous time. It was so difficult that on top of this, there would be bandits that would come. And the bandits would come and they would try to, you know, try to attack some of these trading groups that were coming through the desert too. So as the Silk Road was so brutal and so difficult that by the time they made it to the Great Wall of China, you know, then they knew that at least they could be protected to get further into China. So portions of the Great Wall were protected to help protect the silk routes and silk traders, not just from the bandits that came to rob them, but also to give them a sense of protection until they could safely enter Chinese territory, until they could get and they could be able to trade their goods. The Great Wall also did several things besides protect the Great Wall. The Great Wall all protected the silk routes, and because they protected the silk routes, it was able to help to increase China's influence worldwide. One of the things that it did is it gave protection to these traders who are able to come in. The rest of the world was able to know about China. They were able to trade in some of the Chinese goods. It defended the trade routes. The Great Wall helped protect the trade routes. It brought in, you know, goods to be traded. That, you know, because of the Great Wall, they were able to be successful in being able to trade goods and to be able to bring these goods into China and also to bring the Chinese goods out. It brought innovation between the East and the West. You know, global trade is one of these things where, you know, sometimes it can kind of be negative, but global trade is one of these things where actually it can help bring innovation. When we have free and fair global trade, it can bring us innovation. I don't think that we can ever discount how formidable and large the Great Wall of China is. It is so large that it can be seen from space. It is made out of bricks, so it's a very strong and hefty structure. In fact, if the Great Wall of China could be weighed, it's estimated that it would weigh more than 50 million tons. That's a huge amount of weight. That means it'd be the heaviest continuous structure on the face of the earth. You know, so really, you know, this great wall that China built, there was a purpose to it in many ways, you know, not just to protect them, but also to protect China and China's trade that was going on. You know, and that's why, you know, China spent so much time and invested so heavily in this great wall. The construction of the wall was such a vast undertaking. It was huge. I mean, there were so many workers. We don't know really how many workers died, but it said that at least more than 400,000 people or more have died during the wall's construction, and that many of these bodies are buried in or near the wall because they simply just died from exhaust. They died from hunger. They died from probably rocks falling on them. And you know, they died because they were being worked to death. So, you know, really this massive structure to be able to protect China, protect some of the Silk Road traders, was really had a huge human cost to it. It was the men that had to work on it, and so much so that the women who lived in the area and the families did not want to have sons at the time because they did not want their sons to be forced to have to go work on the wall. And, you know, many times the husbands would go work on the wall, they would die, would leave the wife a widow, they would be in poverty because they had no way to really support themselves. You know, the wall was so impregnable for such a long period of time that it, you know, helped to protect, you know, so many of the dynasties of China. It helped to protect China so many times, so much, you know, that it really was a great protection. So when we talk about something like the trading of the Silk Road, people like Marco Polo who came over, who you know, he's the most famous trader, but there were many others besides him that came and traded with China, that went through that vast desert where, you know, basically they would, you know, start having visions and hear the sounds of things as they were traveling. You can imagine the relief they must have felt when they actually got to the gate of the Great Wall and they knew that then they could be protected and didn't need to worry so much anymore, that they would be protected and would be safe for the rest of their journey. We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. This is Anita from Dusty Roads Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for our production crew for the work that they do to help us to put this together. And we thank you for listening to this and hope that you will join with us and become part of our community. Leave a review because it really does help, and we'd love to hear from you.